Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, Text 19. Sadevaki Sarva Jagannivasa Nivasa Bhuta Nitaram Nareje Bojendra kyehe gni sikheva ruda Saraswati jnana kale yata sati. Nivasa Buddha. The womb of Devaki has now become the residence. Nitaram, extensively. Not. Reje, became illuminated. Ojendragehe, within the limits of the house of Kamsa. Agni Shika Iva, like the flames of a fire. Ruda, covered. Saraswati, knowledge. Jnana Kale, in a person known as Jnana Kala, one who possesses knowledge but cannot distribute it. Yata, or just as, sati, so being. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Devaki kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under the arrest, in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot. Like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Purport. In this verse, the word Jnana Kala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there's already much scientific knowledge, whatever scientists or philosophers, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world. For otherwise, the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or another, this sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all of human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world. Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agaya Guru Hana Tari Desh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 7.128. Although India has the sublime knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with mundane knowledge. But now the Krishna consciousness movement, without mundane compromises, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are deriving the benefits of awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the whole world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house, Bhojendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulences, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that Indians' culture and knowledge of the Supreme Being were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. So the verse again. Devaki kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under the arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot. Or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Well, we know one of the reasons why India, and India used to include all of Bharatvarsha, tract of land that we're living with, including Slovenia. Slovenia is still part of Bharatvarsha. It's just that we call it something else. But at one time, India's culture was all over this little tiny place that we're living in, and much further than that also. In fact, India, the Vedic culture is all over the universe. In any case, at some particular point, when the Brahmins became deviated from their duties, Sringhi, when he cursed Maharaj Pariksit, beginning of the fall down of the Brahmins, then this Vedic knowledge wasn't distributed. And indeed, because Maharaj Pariksit was the king who was ruling over the universe, over this tract of land, and he provided the opportunities for this knowledge to be distributed, so simultaneously, the Brahmin caste became degraded, and simultaneously the Kshatriya class became diminished in strength also. So the result is we find without Dharma, the Kshatriyas, and without Moksha, the striving for liberation that the Brahmins provide, the only thing left was a lot of Shudras interested in sense gratification, and a few intelligent Vaishyas, materially intelligent Vaishyas, to cheat them. So what we have now, we don't have actual leaders, trained leaders. We have people dressed as leaders who are actually less than Shudras, like the Kali, who is beating on the cow and bull. And therefore, even the most basic parts of knowledge have been lost. They may sometimes even protect the cow in India, which is probably one of the few places where they have some laws against cow killing, but they don't know why. At the same time, they're protecting the cow and they're trying to increase technology. That the two things are incompatible. You can't have tractors and just have bulls as some kind of museum piece you keep on the land, to show that you're dharmic. No, you actually have to engage the cow and the bull in their natural work, so that there's no need for tractors and other kinds of technological inventions which actually spoil everything. But the leaves have no idea. Itevidu, Swartha, Gatim, Hi Vishnu, even with seemingly pious leaders, they don't know the goal of life is to reach Krishna. They don't believe in Krishna. They have some sentiment, but they have little knowledge. And partly because those who had knowledge, they just kept it to themselves. They thought, if we have knowledge, and knowledge, as we know, is only the most elementary part of Krishna consciousness, of realization. They thought if we have knowledge, then we're superior to everyone. So with their so-called Vedic knowledge, therefore they became proud. And they didn't want to give, if they gave it out to everyone, then the reason for their pride, because they were trying to enjoy their pride, would be vanished. Just like Ramanujacharya, who was told by his spiritual master, now I'm going to give you a mantra, and this mantra is so powerful that it can at once liberate the entire universe. But you should not tell this mantra to anyone, because otherwise you'll go to hell. You have to keep it completely secret. So Ramanujacharya said, okay. And he got the mantra. I forget what the mantra was. And it was something like, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. What was it? Om Namo Narayan Narayan. He repeated it. I told her to keep it secret. I told her to keep it secret. Anyhow, he went to the highest building in the village or the city, and he shouted out to all the villagers, come and hear. I have something to tell you that will liberate you from all material problems. And he said, chant after me, Om Narayanayana. And all the village chanted, and his spiritual master became very angry at Ramanujacharya and said, you're going to go to hell. He said, that's all right, I can go to hell, but at least everyone else is going to go back to the spiritual world. So this kind of mentality, let me keep it for myself and get puffed up with vanity, becoming proud with all the knowledge I know, and not let other people know it, because then it becomes less valuable. Even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the Brahmins didn't like the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out and told the public to chant Hare Krishna, because they thought if everyone chants it, the holy name will become diluted and won't have any potency anymore. If everyone's chanting it, then it'll lose its effect. It won't be very powerful anymore. So all these misconceptions that if we distribute knowledge, then we won't be so much exalted in society as great knowers of something. But actually, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed love of God, that it grew. The fruits actually multiplied. They didn't diminish because they're spiritual. Similarly, when knowledge is distributed, then the person who is distributing the knowledge, they actually gain more knowledge. That's because the knowledge is absolute. It becomes more experienced. And without distributing the knowledge, if one keeps it to themselves, then one becomes, it's like a crack pot. You're pouring water into it, but the water will simply come out. It'll never be able to hold the water. So knowledge which is not distributed, not utilized properly, then it becomes dissipated. So therefore, Prabhupada created the Hare Krishna movement. As a matter of fact, at the beginning, he sent his dancing white elephants to India. Because in India, people knew, even if you go there now, most people know that they're not their body, that they're eternal souls. Isn't that right? More or less, they have some idea. What's that?
The older generation.
The younger generation has become their bodies. They've transformed from souls into bodies. What's that?
The younger generation is following the Western culture.
There is no culture in the West. Yeah, the West, and they become... That's the power of television and the internet. That's the power of communication. Communication could expand people's consciousness, or it can completely limit and eliminate it, practically speaking. So by... when the demons got control of the means of communication, by education, etc., by internet, by television, by movies, the people who got control of these media got control of it in order to destroy human human culture and destroy civilization, because they if people are strong, you can't control them. And if you reduce them to the level of a pussycat, then you have some chance of controlling them. So they want people to be reduced to the level of a bunny rabbit or a pussycat so they can control them. And for those who can't control, then they invent wars to kill them off. All in the name of freedom, democracy. If you don't like our democracy, if you vote the wrong way in your country, if you revolt against what we want, then it's undemocratic, and then we'll teach you a good lesson. Because anyone who doesn't vote the way we are doesn't know what we want, doesn't know what democracy is, and therefore we must be eliminated, because you're a terrorist, you're a danger to the universe. So with this kind of mentality, ignorance is freely distributed. As a matter of fact, the more ignorant things are nowadays, the more people are encouraged to imbibe it. That's because real knowledge is not being distributed. The people who have knowledge, they're embarrassed by it. They're embarrassed to tell people there's a God and that it's not us. And that we're eternal souls. People who know that, they're embarrassed. And therefore, if you have a glass which is half full of milk, you run the danger of someone putting ink into it. Only when the glass is full of milk can there be no danger of anything externally being added to it. So unless one is fully engaged in trying to distribute knowledge, one has a chance of mixing in with it ignorance, which will actually make the knowledge or negate the knowledge to a large extent. So just like nowadays, there are people who preach we're not this body, but they have no idea who we actually are. And therefore they claim that we're not this body, that we're a amorphous soul that merges into the Brahman. So as knowledge became less and less distributed, therefore impersonalism and materialism became prominent. And it's still growing in strength. Therefore, we distributed a few books. I think we distributed 15,000 during the marathon, more or less. And if you go on Amazon, even nowadays, or to a bookstore, 15,000 is not very much compared to the amount of ignorance they're distributing. They're always on a marathon. 365 days a year, they're on a marathon to distribute ignorance. And therefore, the whole society is becoming more and more degraded. It's not by accident. It's because of lack of knowledge. But Prabhupada said, if you light a match in a dark room, then the darkness can't put the match out. So if we actually broadcast factual transcendental knowledge through the holy name and books distribution and prasadam distribution, then gradually there'll be some people awaken at least and not become influenced by this mass of ignorance called voidism and materialism, which is an impersonalism, which is so prominent in modern society. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the beginning in ISKCON, the mood was more or less this of distributing knowledge. And nowadays, ISKCON is like more or less, there's not so much this mood. How to bring this mood back or somehow?
Read Prabhupada's books, chant offensively the holy name, worship the deities, serve the devotees, and try to live in a sacred place. Get a higher taste. And we'll get enthusiastic. You go on book distribution, and you distribute a few books, and you finally you feel yourself enlivened, you suddenly wake up and realize, you know, every time I distribute a book, I become more and more enlivened and ecstatic. Then no one has to tell you, please distribute another book. You want to do it because of the experience you have. Isn't that right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Hopefully, at least sometimes. So we get a higher taste sometimes, and we hope to get another higher taste by doing the same thing. So that's it's by doing it, the activity, then we get encouraged to do it. And if we organize around others doing it too, then they'll also get a higher taste if we do it the right way. It's self-encouraging. Susukam kartum avyam. Raja vidya raja guyam pavitram idam utamam pravakshavagramam dharmam susukam kartum avyam. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It's the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, is everlasting and is joyfully performed. So we just do it nicely, our service, and that will encourage us to do even more service. Anything else? Kala Grandra Shimad Bhagavatam Kijaj.